Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have the author of Thankful Frankie. Her name is Kathleen Kruger, and she has written a beautiful book for children, and not only for children, actually, to help them be inspired to be grateful more often. And I love the fact that she thought about this idea and that she actually put in the effort to put it together and to offer it to the world. Kathleen, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about you first. Who you are, what you're doing, and next we will be getting into how the book was born, what led you to gratitude, and afterwards to having this idea. So, but at first, let's get to know each other.
Great. So I live currently in Los Angeles, California, in the United States. I've been here about 3 years and have really started creating a new lifestyle for myself. I have lots of hobbies, but I teach yoga and I play music, and I am writing or have written my first children's book, which I'm very excited about. So a lot of my energy goes into the book and then connecting with people as much as I'm able to.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you're an artist, you're a creative, right?
Yes.
That's wonderful. I think the world needs people like you, because the things that we enjoy in the world, many of them are created by people that actually make this effort, because it's not really easy all the time to, yes, to do something creative, because it's not like a normal job where you get paid for just doing the work. When you're creative, you never know. Sometimes you might be very inspired, right? Or at times you might just not find any good ideas.
Yes, and thank you for saying that, especially now in the United States and California. We're having huge fires just a few miles away from where I live.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of gun violence too, and all of that negativity. Sometimes it's really hard to be creative and put art out into the world, but I think it's important to create that lightness for an outlet for people.
Exactly, exactly. And I believe that when we are focused on these things that have to do with our survival, it's indeed harder for us to think of creative things, think of creating beauty in the world, because we have to think about how we will survive. And this is how our brain works. And it's beautiful that you are able to go from that survival mode, survival instinct, to actually creating something. And in my experience, gratitude has been helpful to get to that point. Can you tell us a little bit about how you found gratitude, how you discovered it, and how it helped you?
Yes, I would love to. So I moved to Los Angeles 2.5 years ago. And at that point, I was living in Chicago. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, originally. I was teaching school. I was an educator for about 8 years. And I was really unhappy. I loved the kids and I loved connecting with students, but something was missing, and I had to make a huge decision to leave my job after years of experience and education and time and energy going into that career. I ultimately made the decision to leave and move to Los Angeles, start creating a new life for myself, and without a solid foundation, it caused a lot of anxiety. And I noticed, you know, falling asleep at night, my mind would be racing. How am I going to do this? Will I be successful in this? And so many questions were unanswered. And I had read a book. I can't even remember the title of the book right now, unfortunately, but It was suggesting a habit of gratitude and listing each night, either writing it down or listing it in your mind, 5 to 10 things you're grateful for. And I started doing this each night, and I noticed when I woke up in the morning that I did feel a little better, that my anxiety had lowered, and that I was able to approach the day with more of a positive outlook. So that experience has been extremely helpful for me. And in creating Thankful Frankie, I had the thought that I had wished I had started this habit when I was younger, because so many wonderful things come from it. There are so many benefits in being grateful. And I thought this would be a wonderful message to get to children. And what better way to do it than in the form of a children's book?
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful idea. And I totally resonate with it, because it's why I ask one of the questions in that I usually ask on the Gratitude Podcast: what would you tell your younger self? And it's somehow a message for the younger people listening, what they would have loved, like the guests would have loved their younger self to know about gratitude. And then I think it's something wonderful that you're doing with the book, and I think it's great for the children, but it's also great for the parents as well, because we tend to forget sometimes about gratitude and about appreciating what the little things in our life that make it so beautiful.
I absolutely agree. And as I was writing the book, I came to the realization that although children will absolutely benefit from reading Thankful Frankie, a lot of the adults who read it as well will form this habit and see the benefits in addition to the kids.
Exactly. Because in my experience and in my studies with regarding how we humans work, when we are children, we model our parents or the people that are closest to us. And we do it as adults as well, but when we are children, it's even stronger. So if the parents are choosing to live with more gratitude, the children will copy them sooner or later. And they will have that example that this is how you do it. And, you know, like in the leadership area, it's something like lead by example, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And
that's a really good way of approaching this. So how did you think of going to how do you think that the children will benefit from reading Thankful Frankie?
So the plot line of Thankful Frankie loves toys and material things. So Frankie collects blocks, planes, dolls, any toys they can get their hands on, they'll collect and put it in a giant pack. And Frankie loses the pack. They leave it at the park, and they're very upset when they no longer have their toys. And so Frankie's parents suggest listing things that they're grateful for. And in doing this, they come to the realization that material things aren't what bring happiness and joy. Although they're nice momentarily, that's not what is most important in life. And I think sending this message to children is so important, especially today, given the state of our earth, of Mother Nature, the excess amount of plastic and trash that's thrown away on a regular basis. That in itself will be very beneficial, because children, as they turn into adults, will be less focused on buying material goods that they may not need. But also from a mental and emotional standpoint, there's so much comparison that goes on when we live our lives. I have this, they don't have this, or this person makes this much money, but I only make this amount of money. And at least in the United States, so much of a person's success is related to how much money they make and the material things they own. So if children read this book and take away the message that material things, although they occasionally can be nice, that's not what you need in life to be successful or to feel productive or successful in your own work.
Totally, totally. I think this is a very important part of life, and many people, after achieving the success that people deem as being success, realize that even though they're there, they have everything on the outside, they're not happy, they're not fulfilled. And I believe that success is like from two perspectives. It's the outer success that other people see, and there's the inner success that we can cultivate each day by habits like gratitude. And I think the kind of inner success that we can enjoy, the kind of fulfillment that we can enjoy, it's harder to be seen. And that's why it's not as popular as, I don't know, owning a private jet. But it's so much more fulfilling each and every day than actually going for having these kinds of big objects that other people can see and everything. But how did your work with the children inspire Thankful Frankie? Like, did you think about, for instance, particular children that you had in your classes, or how did that influence Thankful Frankie?
When I started teaching, I was teaching 11 to 13 year olds. I did that for about 5 years. And then I finished at the older levels, so 13 to 19. And then I actually was asked to come back to teaching for a few months at the younger level, about 5 to 7 years old. And that was new to me. I was always afraid of little kids because I didn't know how to connect with them. Mm-hmm. I had never taught younger children before. But I am so grateful for that experience. Seeing the energy that these kids have was truly so beautiful. Their natural love for life and ability to see people for who they are, regardless of their outside circumstances, was a really lovely learning lesson for myself. And they were so much fun. They loved learning. They loved being in the classroom. They were ready to have any experience you were willing to give them. And I feel like Thankful Frankie could be really fun for a lot of children to read, but then also to connect with their parents or the adult or the person who is reading them the story.
That's wonderful. By the way, do you have like a particular age that Thankful Frankie is best for, or who do you recommend it for?
So the age of this children's book is about 3 to 5 years old. But I know many families who read to much younger children as an activity because they're still absorbing a lot of the language and the idea and message behind the book. So really any age until 5. And then ideally the habit will transcend through life as they get older.
Wow, that'd be wonderful. And I think that this part of education is so important. Like many parents, many people think that the most important thing to prepare your child for is this kind of external success. If you earn good grades, you go to a good high school, you go to a good college, and afterwards you get a good job and everything. But I think, and we invest a lot of time and money and energy into these activities. But I think these kinds of soft skills, let's say, or I have another word for them. It's life skills. Yeah, actually life skills, like gratitude is, it's at least as important, if not even more important than these skills, because many people get to, and I've talked with many of them, went to I don't know, Harvard or like the best places in the world, and they didn't feel fulfilled, they didn't feel happy, even though they were at the top of their game, and even though they were probably making their parents proud, they were empty inside. They didn't know how to be happy. They didn't know how to be grateful. And I think this kind of education is very, very important.
Yes, and there are many studies that talk about financial income, and after a certain amount of money, it does not increase your happiness. So although, given the world that we live in, financial stability can provide comfort, over a certain amount of money isn't going to make you feel any better or happier or more fulfilled.
I totally agree. And I've experienced this. And if you can buy as many things as you want, if you don't know how to feel happy, how to enjoy life, how to see the beautiful things in your life, your brain is just made this way. Like, it's made to think of the possible problems or the possible threats. And if we don't do anything about it, it's just going to continue like that. It's going to think about all of the bad things that can happen, all the bad things that did happen in a certain day or week or month. And it's sad, because this is how we live our life, right?
Yes.
And it's really, really a pity. But how did gratitude change your perspective on life in general? Like, after practicing for a while, how did you see life differently?
So in my own personal experience, I put so much importance on productivity, and I'm still working with this, but I really struggled with being fully present, because there was always something that I could be working on. There was always something I could be finishing or completing.
I know.
And practicing gratitude really allowed me to take a step back and think, okay, if my family and my friends are one of the most important things in my life, then why would I not spend time with them in a meaningful way? And if I'm constantly distracted by what I need to do or what I should be doing or what I could be doing with my time, then I'm not actually having a meaningful experience with the people who are most important to me. So it's allowed me to stay more present in life. And then it's also allowed me to take more risks, which I am so thankful for, because it's so easy to stay stuck in a career or a situation where you are making money, or the outside world sees you as successful, but you are unhappy. So recognizing, even if I step away from this job, I still have the support from my family and my friends. I still have a roof over my head. Sure, my lifestyle might change. I might not be able to buy the latest technology or go out to fancy restaurants all the time, but I still have a lot that makes me happy. And if I can give up some of those material things, I can start to create a life that is really important to me, and one that aligns with how I want to live in this world.
Exactly. That's so powerful, and that's so important for us to see. And I can totally relate with your experience, because life, you see yourself doing this maybe this month and the next month, this year and the next year, and you start thinking, okay, why am I living? What was the reason? Why am I just here to work or to do things or to be constantly in a state of action of trying to be as productive as possible? Because we have the emotional needs also. We feel the need to connect with people, to be with them, to be present, to enjoy conversations and to enjoy laughs together and everything. And that's indeed a very important part of everything that has to do with life.
Yes.
But getting back a little bit to Thankful Frankie, I know that you're doing a Kickstarter campaign, right?
I am, to raise funds to print the book and put it out into the world in a physical form.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think at this point, you've managed to raise about $3,000, right?
Yes, we are 70% there.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. So you just need, I think, about a little bit less than 1,500 or something, right?
Yes, around that number.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So it's getting there, and there are still today 18 days to go. When this will be live, there will be only 15, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the days are passing by, and it would be amazing for this project to actually become a reality for many people. And I would love to find out how you can what's that word? You can
connect.
I was thinking about what you're giving away to the people that choose to support this project.
So on our Kickstarter, we have several different backer rewards or pledges,
and
you choose. Yes, so you choose the reward that is most interesting to you. There's a basic reward where you can donate any monetary amount, which can be a dollar, I think, is the limit that Kickstarter puts. And truly every dollar helps with this, since we have 1,500 to go. One of the rewards is a pin. A pin that you can stick on your jacket or your hat or your backpack, and it says grateful. And for me, that's a really nice reminder when you're having a tough day or whenever you glance down and see your pin, to list off a few things that you are grateful for, so it can encourage your gratitude habit.
Definitely.
And from there, it's mostly hardcover copies of the book, so you can get you can get one hardcover, you can get a few hardcovers if you know someone who wants a new children's book, or if you have multiple kids in your life. And probably the pledge that I'm most excited is the live read aloud. So it's a 90-minute read aloud in person if you live in Los Angeles or Chicago. And then I can also do digital read alouds through Skype or any other platform that works well for you. And so we'll read the book together and do a little activity about gratitude.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love the idea. And you also you forgot to mention that there is also this option of getting the pin and the book as well. So
yes.
That's amazing also, I think, because you can have the pin as a reminder and you can have the book as something that you can use every day. Or, and by the way, how did you envision using the book? Like, how do you see people reading it? When do you see them reading it?
So My favorite part about the book, aside from the illustrations, the artists, there's two of them who created the illustrations and the images are wonderful. So aside from the illustrations, my favorite part of the book is the last few pages. There are actual questions and prompts or journal questions that adults and kids can answer together, because the concept of gratitude can be challenging for young kids at that phase in their life. They're very self-centered because they're learning about themselves and how they interact with the world. So these questions can be extremely beneficial just to get children thinking about what it means to be grateful or thankful. So for example, name something that makes you happy. The readers can talk about things that make them smile or a family member they're thankful for. What's your favorite part about nature? So those questions are an instant way to create meaningful conversations about gratitude, to get children thinking about what it means to be grateful. And then also it gives the readers the ability to connect with one another in a way that's really special. Oftentimes we don't have these conversations with younger children. And so these questions provide the resource for having those conversations and making that connection.
That's so amazing, because these conversations are actually, so I love the fact that it's not thought of as something rather passive, but something active that leads to a conversation that can lead to a beautiful and positive habit. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that aspect of the book. So it's not just a children's book in that you're reading the story and then you put the book away, but you're actually taking time to discuss and have a conversation.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So the funding for on this Kickstarter campaign will be used to print and ship 3,500 copies of Thankful Frankie. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing. That would be an amazing start. And I would love our listeners, the gratitude seekers, to support. And also, of course, you will be getting in the gratitude pin, or you could be getting books. Maybe you want to order more for your family, for your friends, or for your school. So yeah, I think it's a good gift also that you can give people. And yeah, I would love it if you would choose to support Kathleen in her project, in her passion. And yeah, I would love to see this project a reality and see and also hear from you the feedback and how you loved it. And of course, one important aspect to actually go to the Kickstarter campaign, I will put a link in the description to it, and actually see the pictures, the art that the two artists created. It's illustrated by L. Johnson and Emily Ceruto. And yeah, see if it's something that you would love to do, and maybe it's something that you will choose for as a donation, as a way of supporting someone on Thanksgiving.
That would be extremely wonderful and generous, and I would very much appreciate it. And also, if you don't pledge a monetary amount or a dollar amount, sharing the project can also be very beneficial for the success of the Kickstarter. So if there's anyone you know who wants a children's book or who appreciates gratitude or thinks it's important, sending them the link or directing them towards the project campaign would be a huge help.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a good idea. I didn't think about it. So yeah, I would really love to see this project a reality, and I would love to see pictures of you reading it to your children maybe, reading it together with them. I think it can be something really beautiful, and I'm really looking forward for those of you that are choosing to support this project and also get the book. I'm really curious how this will improve your relationship with gratitude, with your children, and what impact it has on you. So make sure you let me know. But getting back to Kathleen, thank you so much for being here with us. Let us know where you can be found, and I will also put the link in the description. I don't know if the other link works by now.
I think it works for some people and not for others. So,
Okay.
and the best way to connect with us right now is either on Facebook or Instagram at Thankful Frankie. And Frankie is Frankie.
Okay, perfect. So that's a really simple and easy way to connect. I will also put the link like I was saying. And yeah, I think it would be something really beautiful to do in this period, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this project a reality.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.